Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Feuerstein's Fire Soccer Podcast Show. I'm your host, Daniel Feuerstein, and this is a special one-hour show dedicated to the first round of the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. That are aware of what that is, I'm glad you're here. But for those that are not aware of it, the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup is U.S. Soccer's version of the famed England's FA Cup tournament. Round one was this past Tuesday, June 15th. A grand total of 16 matches, 32 sides, and ladies and gentlemen, it was a fantastic first round. Six matches out of the 16 went into extra time for a winner. One of those six finished off into the round of penalties, and that was Ventura County Fusion hosting the Arizona Saharos. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately, the U.S. Open Cup is being played during the World Cup, but you know what? It really shouldn't matter because it's anything and everything U.S. soccer is important. Just because world-class football ends at 4:30 does not mean you cannot continue to support the U.S. Open Cup. And once again, as I've said, fantastic matches being played on Tuesday night, June 15th, which means round two will be on Tuesday, June 22nd, with eight matches as round one winners advanced to face each other in the second round. We're going to recap the games. We also have some guests coming on around 8:15 from Inside Minnesota Soccer. Brian Kvarstad will join us. He follows everything that goes on from the professionals to the semi-pros to the amateurs to the high schools and the colleges to the game of football. And, of course, a Charleston Battery supporter, Mikey Bytus, will be also joining us around 8:30. So hopefully we're going to get some nice inside information between the Charleston Battery and the Capital Area Soccer League Elite, or commonly known as CASL Elite, as well as the NSC Minnesota Stars taking on the Kansas City Athletics pro sides, taking on semi-professional sides. And that is what this Open Cup is all about. Seeing the minnows getting a shot at the big boys, doesn't matter what level it is, it's a lot of fun. Let's get right off to the bat. Let's get it right off the bat here. Ladies and gentlemen, as we all know, in the local area of New York City, Long Island, northeastern New Jersey, we have the Brooklyn Italians. Brooklyn Italians facing the Harrisburg City Islanders. And what a mess. One of the six that went into extra time from Brooklyn. Marco Hamilton, 16th minute, put it in. 3 minutes later for Harrisburg, it was Nate Jafta in the 19th. And it looked like we were going to have an upset in this one. Paul Nitoli in the 65th minute made it 2-1 Brooklyn. Bunch of cards afterwards came into this match. Jason Hotchkin in the 66th. And then Natoli with his own yellow card in the 74th. Anthony Calvano in the 76th. And as it was lurking to be doom and gloom for Harrisburg, out of the blue in the 89th minute, Jeff Blows puts in the equalizer. And that forced extra time. But before, Jason Peltier got booked inside second half stoppage time. And then, right off the bat, in the 97th minute, JT Noon puts Harrisburg ahead 3-2 in the first half of extra time. Couple of cards for Brooklyn as Connor Hunter got booked in the 115th minute. But Dominic Opong in the 119th minute of the second half of extra time put that nail in the coffin for Harrisburg. And, of course, they are advancing to the second round. They're hosting the Long Island Rough Riders. And it was an early goal for Long Island as Mr. Danny Kramer in the 19th minute got Long Island ahead of the New York Pan-Cyprian Freedoms. They're based in Astoria, Queens. How hard they tried, it just wasn't good enough. And then the 65th minute, Alex Grendy put the final nail in that coffin for the Pan-Cyprian Freedoms. And two former champions, New York Pan-Cyprian Freedoms eliminated, the Brooklyn Italians eliminated, Long Island Rough Riders travel to the Harrisburg City Islanders in round two of the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. Other exciting matches also happened in round two. We have from the PDL, Reading United AC took on Real Maryland from USL 2nd Division. And the match was at Reading, Pennsylvania. First goal of the match came from Reading. Eric Schoenel in the 57th minute put Reading ahead 1-0. And it seemed to be pretty good from there on in. But then Real Maryland, Nicky Patterson in the 71st equalized. And then this match would also go into extra time. And in the 99th minute, Jailer Novella, Real Maryland ahead 2-1. That would be that. And of course, Richmond Kickers taking on Crystal Palace Baltimore. This match was scoreless in regulation. This match was scoreless through extra time, and it looked like penalties were going to come for this one. But in the 119th minute, seconds away from second half stoppage time, it would be Matthew Delicat in the 119th minute. Richmond advances, and they face Real Maryland in the second round. Carolina Railhawks hosting the Charlotte Eagles. A 23rd-minute goal by Saliu Bundu. And that's all the match needed. A couple of yellows for Charlotte, but it didn't matter anyway. The goalkeeping kept up. Carolina Railhawks move on to round two, and they will host the Charleston Battery. The match started and ended right off the bat. Goal, Brandon Massey puts it in. 4 minutes later, Levi Coleman adds it on. And 3 minutes remaining in the first half, Zach Prince in the 42nd minute. Even though CSL Elite got two back by Tim Merritt in the 53rd and Dustin Swinehart in the 80th, it really didn't matter because earlier on, Tommy Heineman in the 68th put Charleston ahead 4-2. And they will be hosting Carolina in the second round. Rochester Rhinos. An 18th-minute goal by Tino Nunez and a penalty converted by Jamie Franks in the 28th. 2-0 Rochester. Clean game. No bookings for either side whatsoever. Pittsburgh Riverhounds hosting the U.S. Adult Soccer Association's Region 2 side, Detroit United. And once again, Pittsburgh are the ones that are going to go through. 35th minute, Alex Weeks puts in the first goal. And then Adam Gazda in the 42nd made sure that the score line would hold. And it did. 2-0 for the Pittsburgh Riverhounds as they will travel to Rochester in round two. Minnesota Stars taking on the Kansas City Athletics. This match was basically over just as soon as the halftime whistle came. A brace by Warren Uka in the 35th and scored in the first minute of first half stoppage time. put them up 2-1. 61st minute for Kansas City. Stephen Hoffman would get a penalty and converts it. The first minute, Simone Brocaglio gets the third goal for Minnesota. Perkins would pull back another one, Kyle Perkins, in the 72nd minute. But it would be Neil Hlavatý with a penalty of his own. 75th minute, converts Minnesota. And with the horrible year that the AC St. Louis is having in the U.S. Soccer's Division II Pro League, how good did it feel to have Mr. Mike Ambersley in the 70th minute convert the only goal of the match, an advancement to the second round? But of course, for Des Moines, it would be Clark Bradford, got booked in the 46th minute, and then second yellow in the 59th with a red card. Des Moines down to 10 men, and AC St. Louis advances to the second round and will travel to the Minnesota Stars. Tons of action, ladies and gentlemen. Tons of action. Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. Miami FC and the Central Florida Craze. Miami FC ahead with a goal in the second minute by a former D.C. United player, Christian Gomez. It looked pretty good till 57th minute by Josiah Millar for Central Florida equalized. And then extra time came. And once extra time came, it was the Paulo Araujo Jr. show. Four goals, ladies and gentlemen. Four goals in the 110th, the 112th, the 113th, and finally in the 119th, destroying Central Florida in extra time. Miami would advance 5-1 going into the second round. And, of course, Tampa Bay Rowdies FC, Tampa Bay Rowdies, they travel to Legends FC, which is based in Dallas, Texas. First goal of the match, Chad Burt, second minute for Tampa. And then Kwame Ajiman Pamboe in the 38th. And to be honest with you, that's all they needed. And Aaron King just added one in the 85th. And that would be all for Legends FC. So once again, the Florida Derby goes back to Miami as they host FC Tampa Bay on the 22nd of June. And a couple more matches. Austin Aztecs 3-0 over the Dallas-Fort Worth Tornadoes. That was also done and dusted right away, as Austin will be hosting the Arizona Saharos, who, with them in Ventura County, just an amazing match. Just an amazing match. But going back to Austin, Jamie Watson with a brace in the 25th and the 63rd. Joey Worthen in the 33rd was able to put the second goal away for Austin to go ahead. Arizona, Nick DeLeon in the 26th. Ventura, Osman Jagne in the 60th. Penalties happened. Chris Green put it in for Arizona. Marcus Watson hit the crossbar. Brian Green stopped for Arizona. Jacob Husted converts. Paul LaMarca for Arizona made it 2-1. Diego Barrera made it 2-2. Mitch Garcia made it 3-2. Danny Barrera got stopped. And then Nick DeLeon finished it off. So, unbelievable penalty round. Arizona upsets Ventura County Fusion and moves on to the second round as they will travel to Austin and face the Aztecs. Portland Timbers, nothing in the first half against the Sonoma County Soul, and then out of the blue, three goals, ladies and gentlemen. Three goals. It all started by Alex Nemo in the 58th, Takayuki Suzuki in the 88th, and finally James Marcellin in the 90th. And they'll be on the road facing the Kitsap Pumas and into extra time. John Fishbauer in the third. Taylor Hyde in the 16th. And then Phil Da Silva in the 71st and 77th with a brace. But in extra time, Stephen Phillips for Kitsap puts him up ahead 3-2. And Fishbauer in the second goal of the match in the 110th minute, 4-2 Kitsap Pumas. So, ladies and gentlemen, hopefully we'll have Brian Kvarstad on the show around 8:15. And, well, it's going to be 8:15 right now. We'll hopefully have him on when he comes over. When he does come on, we'll talk about what happened with Minnesota. So, hopefully everything will be okay with Brian. But anyway, once again, first round of the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. Fabulous action once again as the top sides will be coming in round three. Six have already had automatic bids. The two sides that had to qualify to take the last two spots in round three of the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup, of course, the New York Red Bulls and D.C. United. And ladies and gentlemen, that was a long amount of qualifiers the Red Bulls had to have. Three straight qualifiers just to make it to round three. And they're not having a great season in Major League Soccer, unfortunately. And when that happens, you look at the U.S. Open Cup as the last bastion of hope to earn form of a title. And just like the same thing with AC St. Louis, they're not having a good year in the regular season for the Division II Pro League of U.S. Soccer. And then what happens? Simple. They go out to Des Moines, Iowa, and they eke out a one-goal victory. And they move on to the second round on the road against the Minnesota Stars. And that's exciting. That's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be a great time in the second round. Now, as we get ready for the second round, and once again, it'll be on Tuesday, June 26th. Have a bunch of broadcasts, maybe some video broadcasts as well, internet video, getting ready for the second round. And you can follow everything if you want. There'll be a live blog during the second round on thecup.us. Once again, thecup.us. Go over there. I'll be blogging on there as well, putting in my insights here and there if I can. It's going to be a fun second-round matchup. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, just because the World Cup ends 4:30 Eastern, 1:30 Pacific, doesn't mean you have to stop watching football, because you have the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. So here are the second round score. The second round scheduling. Long Island Rough Riders travel to the City Skyline Sports Complex in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, 7 p.m. Eastern. Richmond Kickers will host the Real Maryland Monarchs at the University of Richmond Stadium in Richmond, Virginia, 7 p.m. Eastern. Rochester Rhinos hosting Pittsburgh Riverhounds Marina Auto Stadium, 7:05 Eastern. Charleston Battery will be hosting Carolina Railhawks at Blackbaud Stadium in Charleston, South Carolina, 7:30 p.m. Eastern. Miami FC hosting FC Tampa Bay Rowdies, 7:30 p.m. Eastern at Lockhart Stadium. The NSC Minnesota Stars host Center in Blaine, Minnesota. That's a 7 p.m. Central Time start. House Park in Austin, Texas, as the Austin Aztecs host the Arizona Saharos, 7:30 p.m. And finally, the late night match of the night, Kitsap Pumas, will be hosting the Portland Timbers, 7 o'clock Pacific, at the Bremerton Memorial Stadium in Bremerton, Washington State. So that will be a very interesting match. Everything should be fine. Everything should be okay. So we're just waiting to see what is going on. Hopefully, Brian Korstak can give us a call when he's able to. We're supposed to be having Mr. Brian Korstak on today. Normally, the show is supposed to be on yesterday, on June 15th. Excuse me, on June 16th. I apologize. On Wednesday night, June 16th, something came up, and I had to push the show back to today, or push it ahead to today. So hopefully Brian can come on and give us his thoughts as we're talking about the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. So once again, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be a lot of fun here talking about the just to say that hopefully there'll be more promotion into this tournament. It's a fabulous tournament. As everyone probably watches the FA Cup, Fox Soccer Channel, Fox Soccer Plus. Hopefully things will be better for the Open Cup here in the U.S. Needed some more promotion, need some more televised matches outside of the computer. And don't get me wrong, it's nice to see these matches done, or at least produced. And, you know, all the teams that probably do, they go webcast. But still, go to your stadiums. Go to wherever your professional side is playing. Go and check it out. And hopefully, it's the first time you'll ever see a team that's not in your league, or and you go and see them. And you go and support this tournament, because that's what it is. Can you imagine? Someone who's a novice finds out about it, but they don't know what it's about. And then they go to you because you're a soccer fan, and they ask you, what is this U.S. Open Cup? What does this thing do? And if they're a baseball fan, you can give them this analogy because it works. It really does work. Could you imagine the AA New York Yankees taking on Major League Baseball's Boston Red Sox and the game actually meant something? And then they'd be like, well, tell me more about this. Because that's what happened. When I was working, a friend of mine saw me with this paper because I was keeping track of the tournament. And they asked me, what is this thing? And I told him what it is because I know he's a big baseball fan. And he's like, is that what that thing does? I'm like, yeah. He goes, really? I'm like, yeah. And he's like, wow, that's awesome. I can't believe they have something like this. Yeah, they have it all over Europe. And, you know, they also have it. Probably in Africa. They probably also have it in the Asian Confederation. And they have it here in the U.S. And it's a fun thing. You get people excited about this. You get them into the game. And, you know, some may like it, some may not. They'll give it a shot. And if they like it, welcome aboard. If they don't like it, look, you gave it a shot. That's all we can ask, and off you go. But I will say this. You give them a chance to you give them a chance to like something like this, and I'll tell you right now, it's pretty cool, it's pretty good, and, you know, all I can say is you got to give it a shot, you got to give it a chance, and then you'll like it. But I will say this, ladies and gentlemen, we've got some exciting matches once again. We're going to go through the whole thing again, and of course, if you're figuring, or if you want to know who the third round matchups are going to be, I also have them here. Normally, I would like to wait till after the second round gets completed, and then I'll give you round three matchups. But we'll probably have some time. I'll probably just go ahead and give you them. It looks like Brian Korstad, probably something happened. He's not available to come on the show. But don't worry, Brian. Whenever you're around, hopefully the next time I do an Open Cup show, you can come on. It looks like he will not be coming on tonight. I was ready for everything last night, and then I had an emergency pop up. and that's why I had to push the show up to Thursday. So, next week we are going to have a U.S. Open Cup show. It will be on Thursday night. We're going to have it on Thursday night is because Wednesday is going to be everything USA, because we're doing a World Cup show on Wednesday afternoon. Unfortunately, I won't be able to do another hour on Wednesday night. I have a function to go to, so we're going to push it back to Thursday, June 24th, for the second round recap show for the U.S. Open Cup. We're going to have also on Friday night, June 18th, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific, we will have a recap show for USA Slovenia. So everyone, we're going to have some fun with that as well. We're going to have Eric Allschul once again from Major League Soccer Talk come on Friday night, June 18th. And trying to get a second guest. I don't believe Mr. Denholm will be available. But that's okay, Dave. Don't worry about it. Just give me an email if you can, if you're available. Mr. Denholm has a lot going on. He's a very, very busy man over in Los Angeles. Try and find someone else to get over there. I have like one or two people who hopefully is going to come on. We're going to try and get Mr. Jeff Reed to come on the show and give us his opinions about USA versus Slovenia, World Cup Group C second match. And then on Wednesday afternoon, 1 p.m. Eastern, discussing USA versus Algeria. I'm glad to say that my good friend Kartik Krishnayer will be joining me for the whole hour. We're going to discuss both matches in Group C, USA versus Algeria, England versus Slovenia. It's going to be a lot of fun. Not just for but the Lamar U.S. Open Cup as well. So once again, we're going to go through the scheduling for round two. Harrisburg City Islanders will be hosting Long Island Rough Riders. Richmond Kickers will be hosting Real Maryland. Charleston Battery hosting Carolina Railhawks. Minnesota Stars hosting AC St. Louis. Rochester Rhinos hosting the Pittsburgh Riverhounds. Miami FC hosting FC Tampa Bay Rowdies. Austin Aztecs hosting Arizona Saharos. And the Kitsap Pumas hosting the Portland Timbers. And that will be your second round matchups. Now, I'm going to give you right now the third round possible matches. Most of these matches, we already know what's going to happen. Winners will be on the road, most of them, except for or Portland. But here's the end. There's another match. We'll let you know what's going on. But real quick, 29th, Tuesday night again, round three. And for those of you that follow Major League Soccer, MLS restarts the season on Friday night, June 25th on ESPN. And then the rest of the matches on Saturday night, June 26th. And then round three of the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. And once again, clubs from Canada are not eligible in this cup competition. Once again, you know why, they're from Canada. But that's fine. It's why the U.S. Open Cup. But here we go, Tuesday night, June 29th. The New York Red Bulls will be facing either the Long Island Rough Riders at Red Bull Arena or going to the Harrisburg City Islanders. And that's on June 29th. Once again, an 8 p.m. start time at Red Bull Arena. If Long Island wins, they will go and play the Red Bulls. Or if Harrisburg defeats Long Island, the Red Bulls go to Harrisburg at Skyline Sports Complex. That'll be a 7 p.m. start. Also, match number two, the winner will be the winners of either visiting side against United, and that match will be played at George Mason Stadium in Fairfax, Virginia. The Chicago Fire will host the winner of either the Carolina Railhawks or the Charleston Battery at Toyota Park in Bridgeview, Illinois. The Columbus Crew will host either Rochester or Pittsburgh Riverhounds at Columbus Crew Stadium. The Los Angeles Galaxy will face either the at the National Sports Center in Blaine, Minnesota at 8 p.m. Eastern, or they will host AC St. Louis in the third round at the Home Depot Center. The Tampa Bay Rowdies or the Miami FC will travel to the Houston Dynamo, and they will play at Carl Lewis Track Stadium. I do not know, but apparently it's either a function or they're trying to save money. Austin Aztecs or the Arizona Saharos will travel to California to face Chivas USA. And since the Galaxy will be using the Home Depot Center, Chivas USA will be hosting the match at Cal State Fullerton. And that will be their temporary home stadium. And once again, Seattle Sounders will be the road team either at Kitsap Pumas at Bremerton Memorial Stadium, or they will go to Portland to face the Timbers at PGE Park. And once again, the Seattle-Portland rivalry is going to be phenomenal once again. So those are your round three matchups in the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. And for those of you, obviously you're hoping to see if Long Island's going to pull off an upset and defeat Harrisburg, and then they'll be at Red Bull Arena, and I guess we'll see what's going to happen if we're going to have a good Long Island crowd coming over to Red Bull Arena in the third round of the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. And if that is the case, definitely, if you can't make it to the stadium, which you really should, go to Red Bull Arena. That'll probably be webcasted on their main site. If the Red Bulls are going to be going to Harrisburg, and obviously if Harrisburg defeats Long Island, then New York's going to be flying from Kansas City, Kansas, to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And if you are not sure about traveling to Harrisburg, let me tell you something right now. Check the map. Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. It's not that far. By train, if you want to do it by train. It's a three-hour train ride on Amtrak from New York Penn Station or Newark Penn Station, $47 for a one-way trip. The train station is not far away from any of the hotels, and at the same time, it's not far away from the Skyline Sports Complex, which is obviously an island in the Susquehanna, and you can definitely take the train. Like I said, it's $47 for a one-way trip. Either you take the Keystone Line route or the Pennsylvanian route, and you get to Harrisburg. It's a couple blocks down the Hilton and the Crown Plaza, Harrisburg, and it's around South 2nd Street. And, of course, the Marcus Street Bridge, if you're going to take a car or rent a car to check out Harrisburg, you can head on over to the Walnut Street Bridge is a walking bridge, so you can go ahead and walk over there and check it out. Now, obviously, the baseball stadium is there, the Harrisburg Senators and the Eastern League, AA, Eastern League Baseball League. But, of course, the soccer stadium is next door. There's two stadiums. There's the soccer stadium for the Islanders and, of course, the baseball stadium for the Harrisburg Senators in the Eastern League, AA. But like I said before, if you want to spend a day, an extra day, whatever you want to do, it's really not that far away. I've double-checked. I have my you can use MapQuest if you want. You can do I have Microsoft Streets and Trips, and, you know, that does a fabulous job too. Nice and close if you want to go check it out. For other places, and that's for the Red Bull supporters if you want to go and check out Harrisburg itself. And go over there. Like I said, it's on South 2nd Street. You've got the Crown Plaza. You got the Hilton Harrisburg on South 2nd Street, Crown Plaza Hotel Harrisburg. on that same street as well. Market Street is just, if you go up, the Amtrak is not that far at all in the downtown area of Harrisburg. It should be pretty easy. And of course, Walnut Street, there's a walking bridge. Market Street, it's the car bridge. And you can, that's for if you want to travel. Crown Plaza Hotel in Harrisburg is $108 a night. If you're just going to stay there for a night, get a bunch of friends, obviously, you know, $25 each or whatever have you. But that's what it is. So basically, you know, if you're going to travel, I say go for it. Richmond Kickers, once again, against Real Maryland, round two. And, of course, I'll give you the rest of the schedule for the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. Round three, once again, on Tuesday night, June 29th. And then whoever advances out of round three goes to the quarterfinals. That will be on either Tuesday night, July 6th, or Wednesday night, July 7th, depending on what your team be like. That's why they made those dates, just to see if you can do it on Tuesday. It's great. If not, there's Wednesday, so you have an extra day off. Semifinals are either the end of August, which is the 31st, a Tuesday, or the first day of September, which is a Wednesday. And, of course, the U.S. Open Cup final will be broadcasted live on Fox Soccer Channel Tuesday night, October 5th. So very, very close before the MLS Cup playoffs begin. You'll probably have a couple of matches remaining in the regular season. So it's going to be a fun time, definitely, whoever advances. And like I've said before, if you're having a terrible league season, a very, very terrible league season, and you can do well in cup competitions, you can go far. And you can try and qualify. The biggest prize out of them all is the Lamar Hunt U.S. Final. The winner of that cup will move on into the qualifying round of the CONCACAF Champions League for the 2000 and 2011-2012 season. That should be fun. It's definitely going to be fun. And I can't wait to see what's going to happen. I've already been to a couple of Open Cup Open Cup matches when my side was known as the Metro Stars. That magical 2003 season where the club had to go and start in round three. They traveled to the Michigan Bucks and it was Amado Guevara who scored the first goal of the match, and then it was three more goals out of the blue. I believe it was Edgar Bartholomew and Jose Luis Galvan, who was over on loan from Boca Juniors. He scored in the Open Cup in that match, round three. And then I think it was John Wolnick that got another goal in there to make it 4-0 against Michigan. I have the media guide in front of me for the Red Bulls. Yeah, just, you know, I love the Open Cup. I love everything there is about the U.S. Open Cup. And I wish there was more respect for it. I mean, you put Lamar Hunt's name on it, and you still have coaches who don't want to be a part of it. Ah, yes. I was wrong about Bartholomew, but it was Mike Nugent. 2003 at Hurley Stadium in Saginaw, Michigan. Third round, Metro Stars 4, Mid-Michigan Bucks 0. Amado Guevara with the match winner in the 5th. John Wolnick in the 83rd. Mike Nugent in the 87th. And Jose Luis Galvan. And then, of course, August 6th at Columbus Crew Stadium. Metro Stars 4, Columbus Crew 3. And that match was won in regulation. Edson Buttle, who played for the Crew, got a brace in the 10th. And then Brian Masonoff helps out the Metros with an own goal in the 24th. But then he paid back his teammates in the 43rd to make a 3-1 Columbus. And then the defenders start scoring the goals. Steve Jolly made a 3-2 in the 54th. Eddie Pope equalized the match in the 77th and then got his brace in the 86th. And he was the captain of the club back then for Eddie Pope. That was at Columbus Crew Stadium, almost 5,600 people. And then at Rutgers, that match went into extra time against New England Revolution. That's when he came over, or he came back, I should say, from an injury or suspension. 29th minute, Clint Mathis put one in. Jay Heaps in first half stoppage time, second minute of it, to equalize and went into extra time. And in the second half of extra time, Amado Guevara, first half of extra time in stoppage time. In the 116th minute, Amado Guevara, he just put the blue. And in this match, so many times the goals were called off because of offsides, and you didn't even know what the heck was going to happen. Amado Guevara, finally, you know, he got his chance. He put it in. And before I celebrated, I looked for the far linesman's flag, and it never went up and ran towards the middle of the field. And that's when I just started celebrating late because I wanted to make sure that goal was legitimate, and it was. Now, it was at Yerkak Field at Rutgers University, and this is when the club was still playing at Giant Stadium. And then the semifinals against DC United at Yerkak Field, it was 3-2 Metro. Amado Guevara, 20th, after Galan Ivanov put the first goal of the match in the 18th. Guevara in the 20th. Second half, Amado Guevara in the 43rd, and then Ronald equalized in the 76th. And as I always call him, Wooly Magic, John Wolanek, with a magical smack into the net, 88th minute, 3-2 Metro, and then the first cup final in the club's history against Chicago Fire. Scoreless first half, but it was Damani Ralph in the 68th minute at Giant Stadium that gave the Chicago Fire their third Open Cup title. And, of course, bad taste in everyone's mouth. And, of course, we always hope to get back there. Sorry. I didn't know I hit the mute button on my thing. I apologize. Sorry about that. But 1 second, please. Hopefully the whole thing wasn't muted. I hope everyone heard me. So I guess we're going to have to find out what's going to happen. So just in case, let me just go through the schedule with you once again. Tuesday, June 22nd, Harrisburg City Islanders hosting Long Island Rough Riders, Richmond Kickers hosting Real Maryland, Charleston Battery hosting Carolina Railhawks, Rochester Rhinos hosting Pittsburgh Riverhounds, Minnesota Stars hosting AC St. Louis, Miami FC hosting Tampa Bay Rowdies, Austin Aztecs hosting Arizona Saharos, Kitsap Pumas hosting Portland Timbers. So hopefully everyone's on par with everyone else. Hopefully everyone was able to hear that. I accidentally hit the mute button. I didn't mean to on my microphone, but hopefully everyone has heard what's been going on. And once again, winners of Long Island Rough Riders and Harrisburg City Islanders will face the Red Bulls, New York Red Bulls. Carolina Railhawks, Charleston Battery winner, will travel to Chicago. Los Angeles Galaxy will travel to Minnesota if they win, or they'll host St. Louis if St. Louis wins. Tampa Bay, Miami winner will travel to Houston. Austin, Arizona winner will travel to Chivas USA, and Seattle will travel to either Kitsap or Portland for the third round, and that's on Tuesday, June 29th. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to follow the scoreboard, if you really want to follow the scoreboard of the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup, it is www.thecup.us. Once again, www.thecup.us. I'll be throwing my 2 cents in there as well, and hopefully everything will be pretty exciting, just as round one was pretty exciting. 6 matches again in extra time. 1 went into the round of penalties. Central Florida and Miami were 1-1, and then Miami just destroyed the Craze. 4 goals once again in second half of the extra time, and that was scored by Mr. Paulo Araújo Jr. I think that might be a first. In a U.S. Open Cup match. I could be wrong. Time. Once again, Araújo Jr. 110th, 112th, 113th, and 119th minutes. Second half stoppage time. Excuse me, second half of extra time, I should say. I apologize. So, Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup, ladies and gentlemen. It should be a fantastic tournament once again. And I understand it's during the World Cup, and believe me, no one likes to see these things happen during the World Cup. But you know what? When are you going to have the tournament? You can't have it in May. You can't have it in April. It's too early. You got to have it somewhere in the middle of the season. And June is perfect. And hopefully, we have a call coming in. Yes, sir.
Hey, Daniel.
Yes, sir.
Hey, it's Mike down in Charleston. How you doing?
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Hey, not too bad. Sorry, I'm calling in a little later than I was planning on it, but
I'm here
regardless.
Oh, that's okay. Don't worry about it. We have about 9 minutes remaining, but we'll get to Charleston right away. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Bytas, Charleston Battery supporter. I'm very glad you're able to come on anyway, Mike. Quickly, it doesn't matter who Charleston's opponent is. They're ready to face anybody, doesn't it look like?
Yeah, the Battery's always taking this tournament really seriously, and I think it's a big deal with our owners being English and all. You know, they've grew up with the magic of the FA Cup, and they kind of take this this tournament more seriously than I think a lot of other clubs are. They seem to find a way of making it bring the players up to it. So they're always ready to take on the big boys whenever they come around, or we have to go up there and see them. So.
Yeah, definitely. I remember 2008, boy, Charleston Battery. A good amount of people driving up, flying up, taking a bus to Washington, D.C., go to RFK in that final on Fox Soccer Channel. Unfortunately, there's still a couple of people up here, and myself included, that felt the that equalizer that might have forced extra time. You know, the offsides flag came up. I'm not sure about that offsides flag.
Yeah, I was right there at RFK when that offside flag came up. A lot of us questioned it, but of course, you know, in the heat of the moment, you always wonder. But you know, that's the great thing about having a DVR nowadays. And I came home, watched that replay, and I really questioned it. And I also had to question the second goal by DC United. They, that guy was really fast if he wasn't offside. So, Yeah, Fred's definitely he's a quick player, but I don't know I think he had a couple steps on our guys too. So,
yeah, definitely. And I think the only thing I can like point the finger at with the Battery is just the first 4 or 5 minutes of both halves. The starts were very poor, but once the first 5 minutes went by, you know, your side was ready to go, and Blazer came in. Boy, that was a great shot.
I think I lost you there, Daniel. You there?
I'm here. I'm right here.
Okay. Yeah, you were cutting out on me there. Sorry about
that. Oh, sorry about that. No, who was the Charleston player that put in the first equalizer?
The first player was Ian Fuller, or was it Alavanya?
Might have been Alavanya.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's I took the bus up. We had several fans. We had about 300 fans all together, but we had a bus full of fans could drive up. We left the day of the cup. We got up there about 2 hours before the cup, and we left almost immediately after the match was over. So there was, you know, thankfully, like I said, DVR. it was a good trip. Let me just put it that way. So we had a good time, and I look forward to, you know, maybe possibility of a couple more road trips like that this year. It looks like if we get past our next opponents, if we get past Carolina next week, it looks like we'll be going up to Chicago to play them in the third round. I don't know if all that's I've seen reports of it. I don't know how official they are, but
yeah, it's official actually. Yeah, Charleston.
Okay, yeah.
Either you or Carolina are heading up to play the Fire.
Yeah, and I actually went up there to watch the Battery play. God, I can't remember what year it was. It must have been 2003 or 2004 when we played up there. And it was the year the new Fire Stadium opened up, and I was a little disappointed because they had worked out a deal with Naperville that they would still play one or two exhibition games over in Naperville as part of the dealings that they had with them, and that was one of the games. So we got to play on that carpet there. That it was pretty bad, and you know, that was another close one for us. We took that one to extra time, and they the Fire nicked it away in the last minute. So
yeah, definitely. I think I remember reading about that. I have to tell you, you know, going back to the match against the CASL Elite, you know, like
yep.
I said, that match ended before it started. You had Brandon Massey in the 7th. You had Levi Coleman in the 12th, and then Zach Prince in the 42nd. And even though Tim Merritt pulled one back in the 53rd,
yep.
Tommy Heineman got your fourth goal in the 68th, and
yeah.
Really the 80th by Swinehart just didn't really matter.
No. That game last night, it was a lot of fun. You know, typically even the first rounds here in Charleston don't gather really big crowds, and I'm sure some people probably watched it on it was on USL Live. You could, I think usually a day or two that archives back up, so they can rewatch the match if they find time in this week of this month of soccer heaven, you know, so.
exactly.
But, you know, we got there. It started out really brightly, coasted into halftime, a 3-0 lead, and they came out. And like you said, they just looked a little flat for the first 10 minutes. And that's when Charlotte made, Castle punished us for it. And then, you know, it looks, you know, turned up the juice a little bit. It got back on the right page. Looked like we, you know, should have been the dominant team, you know, on paper and all. And but even then, you look at the roster that Castle has. It's there's a lot of, you know, storied people in that team. You know, a lot of people that played USL 1, played in USL 2, players that were drafted by MLS teams. They even brought in John Ball on Monday. I guess they really wanted to win the game, so they signed him up for the team on Monday, had him registered up, and, you know, it was a good game, and honestly, Heinemann probably should have put three away at the end. I spoke to Heinemann after the match. You know, we've got this great pub down here in Charleston, and, you know.
Yeah, so
game,
I've heard.
Yeah, it's fabulous. You know, the players come up and they hang out. It's a really good social environment, just, you know, kind of interacting with players. And I really think that helps the Battery's fan base a lot. You know, you get to know the players on a personal level. And, mm-hmm. you know, so, you know, that really helps kind of marry a person to the team, so to speak. And, you know, they're not just names and people you see on the stat sheet. You know, you get to know these guys. But Heinemann, he was you know, I spoke to him after the game, and I told him he probably shouldn't go out and buy any lottery tickets last night, because he was really unlucky not to score three of those goals. And he said, yeah, he scored the hardest one. The other three, he had one, he rounded the keeper, was one-on-one, and John Ball came back and toe-poked it from behind him. He said he didn't even know he was back there. He got back, you know, John Ball crept in on him and didn't even hear him coming. And the other two, he said, were goals he should have put away, but he just said, you know, that's the way it goes sometimes. So
yeah,
you know, we could have been looking at on another night, 7-1, you know, 7-2 scoreline, and you know, hey, who knows? Next week, hopefully, he'll save some of those goals for then. So,
well, you got to be careful of that defense from Carolina, because you know, once they got that early goal in the 23rd minute, that's it. They weren't able to put one in, and they made sure that Charlotte wouldn't get the equalizer either. So. You know, you got your hands full. But then again, I think you know what's going to happen with this Carolina Railhawk team. I mean, you met them the last couple of years in USL first.
Yeah, yeah, and we even played. We had a preseason friendly with them earlier this year, you know, the Battery still was kind of growing as a team. You know, we have our the Carolina Challenge Cup early March, which is really
right.
Early for, you know, the season doesn't start for 6-8 weeks after that for USL 2, and. So a lot of the players you see coming in are still on kind of a short-term contracts or trials. So some of the players that we were playing are going to be different than what we had in our preseason. And we played them to 2-1. I'm kind of interested to see what happened, because it seemed to be a really scrappy game for a preseason friendly. You know, I understand a lot of these guys are looking for starting positions or even, you know, contracts and stuff. So they're going to be playing a little harder, but, you know, this should be interesting next week. And, great admiration for all the Carolina fans, you know, whenever they come down, great fun. But it just seems like whenever the players meet on the field, it's gotten pretty tense out there. So,
yeah. Well, Mike, listen, thanks for calling in late. I'm glad we were able to get 10 minutes out of you. Listen, Mike, I'm going to open the invite for you for to recap show. That's going to be on.
All right. Well, I kind of lost you again, but I think you said to invite next for a recap show next week sometime.
Round 2.
Round 2. All right. Well, yeah, just I'll be happy to come on and talk, and hopefully it'll work out. And good thing you didn't get me tomorrow night, because I got a feeling I'm going to have a long day ahead of me. So.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Mike. We're ready to get going out of here, so I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Being on the show, and enjoy your football.